Good morning. Let us pray before we read Bible and then hear the Word of God. Father, Lord Jesus, we come to you this morning with full of praise. We praise you because you are the good example for us. And then this morning, we come to you, we want to learn something about being a father for our children in family. Please speak to us, Father. We pray all in Jesus' name. Amen. So, this Sunday, we will celebrate Father's Day. That's why I chose this topic, because I want to share a little bit from the Bible about being a good father. And thanks God, because this morning there's so many fathers around us. If no father in this room, then I will change the topic, become being a good mother. Yeah. Being a man is a nature. No one can choose. Even sometimes we know that Chinese people, when they see their wife pregnant, they want to get a son, but sometimes they only get a daughter. So I would say, boy or girl, no one can choose. That's why being a man is a nature. But being a father is a choice and also is a honor. Today, many men try to be gentlemen. Maybe they have some image. If a man become a gentleman, must wearing some suit or have this kind of style, or when they speak, when they speak and walk like James Bond, like that, so they can see, oh, this is gentleman. Yeah. But I can let you know that the real gentleman is the one who can be a husband, who loves his wife, and a father for their children. Regarding that, in many culture, this kind of statement is far away from many father. I mean, for example, I raised from Chinese culture. What I know from my father, I learned one thing. As a father, I need to work hard and get some money to raise the children. But my father never know my issue. He just work hard and then give some money to my mother, and everything handled by my mother. He never know how do I study. He never know how is my feeling. We never work together. We never go to have father and son's time like that. Never. I don't know why. I should ask him why. But this is the reality. And then when I see this kind of experience, I want to know about other family. Also same, because there is a mindset that being a father is a worker in a family. That's why after she worked for us, then she can go and then chat and then have friends with other people, and then he never asked me, how is your study? So sad if this kind of experience happen in our family, because I just read use this summary from the book of 52 things kid need from a dad, daddy. In this book, told me that if the kid raised without a figure mother, then 85% of young men become a prisoner, and then kid become smoker 4.3 times bigger than normal one, and then the risk of drop out from the school is 2 times bigger, and then 3 from 4 teenager who commit suicide is from family minus dad, and then they have high risk to do sexual relationship during teenager time. By this research, Jay Palaner want to let us know that the figure of father in home is not only to prepare some money for the family, but more than that, thanks God, because before Jay Leonard talk about this thing, when we read from the Bible, we will know that God already told us before this best thing happened in the family. That's why let us open Deuteronomy chapter 6. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4 to 9. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God. The Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your might. This word which I am commanding you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your son, and talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as a frontals of your forehead. You shall write them on the door spot of your house and on your gates. Brothers and sisters, be a good father. What does this mean from this verse? I get a sentence that I want to share to you is, a father is an instrument to transfer God's commandment to their children. A father is an instrument. So when we talk about good father, then we will talk about how the father can transfer God's commandment, God's truth to their family. That's why in order to help a man become a good father, God give the man authority. And then from the authority, God want man or father use this authority to transfer God's truth to their children. We can find two kind of father regarding how good they transfer the authority. So I can use the example. Number one, we know that a wood is a bad instrument to transfer the heat, but a metal is very good to transfer a heat. So two kind of man, he is a good example to transfer, or he is a bad example. When a man or a father fail to transfer the commandment of God to their children, then the children will walk to dangerous zone in their life. But in the the other way, when a father, they success to transfer, God commandment to their children, and then they will see that the children growing up and growing up and growing up, and then be fruitful. This week we have a guest stay together with us, and then 2 days ago I asked her to preach for our family, and thanks God, she talked about how older generation transfer the truth to the younger generation, and then she talked how important in the family the father can lead family worship to transfer the word of God to the children of that family. And then I want to learn something. I want to be a good instrument to transfer God's truth for my children. And then I see that we can do it by 3 things. Number one, we need to be a living example. When we read again Deuteronomy chapter 6, we can see that when God command Israel to teach God's word to the family, it doesn't mean teaching like a school. Yeah, it doesn't mean teaching like in the school, but this teaching is give in our living, daily living. I mean, when you walk, when you sit down, when you talk, you need to transfer everything to your children. Many Christian family, they think that Sunday school teacher is the one who has responsible to teach Bible to their children. I think this kind of thinking is totally wrong, because the one who has responsible to teach Bible word is the father. And then the father must teach the children by using living example. We have family worship in our family. And then few months ago, I have another thinking. I said to my heart, I know theology, I know Bible, and then why I do not teach theology or deeper understanding about the Bible for my children. That's why start last month, I teach them the theology of Old Testament. We discuss every book from the Bible. And then of course, when I teach this, it doesn't mean I only use my authority to transfer the teaching, but I also need to give them real living example in order to make clear the message that I send it to my children. So this is the first one, living example. The second one, how we transfer the truth to our children, then I can say that we transfer the truth to our children by loving our spouse. Loving your wife is the way to transfer the truth to the family. Not much people or father know that the kids respect and follow your teaching because they see you love their mom. If in a family there is an abuse, for example, father always beat the wife, mom like that, then even if you are a biblical professor in a seminary, then you cannot teach your children, because they never see how you practice the love in your life. Living together with the children, number one, they want to see you how you love and respect your wife. That's why when a father loves his wife, then children feel and see real example. As a woman, they will think, oh, I'm happy to be a girl because I can see that men love the girl. And a boy see the father love his wife, and the boy can think, oh, how good a man can love a girl. This kind of example put in their heart. That's why the girl become the girl, and then the boy become the boy, and they never regret to be a boy or to be a girl. But if they see that a father beat the wife, then you will know. That's why lesbian and gay come out from the family, because they don't get true transfer in their life. Number three and the last, I try to see from the Old Testament who is the best father. Okay, can you let me know if you can beat this question? Then we go down and I have breakfast. Who is the best father? Adam? I don't think he's the best father. Abraham? I'm the first person, when I go to heaven, I will go and see Abraham. And then I will ask him, why you take Hagar as your wife? And then from Hagar, Ishmael come out. That's why Isaac and Ishmael become two nations. And then till now, today, they still fighting. This is your fault, Abraham. Next time, don't do it. So, who is the best father? After read and then think, remind everything, oh, I find it. Let us see Job chapter 1 verse 5. Job chapter 1 verse 5. When the days of fasting had completed their cycle, Job would send and concentrate them, rising up early in the morning and offering burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Job said, perhaps my son have sinned and cursed God in their heart. Thus Job did continually. Brothers and sisters, Job is the best father, is the best example. He think very deep in order his son. That's why he burn sin offering in order to protect his son. That's why I can say that Job is the best father. He transfer the truth to their to his family by worship God. That's why we can know that after everything happened in Job life, and then God give Job 10 children, 7 men, 7 boy, and then 3 girl. And then this 3 girl is the beautiful one among all Israel. There are no beauty girl like Job's daughter. Yeah, everything double. Only his wife not double. He is still wife. Remember that. You can have everything in your life, double portion, but not for your wife. Remember that. God blessing never make you make you have double wife like that. So these three things we need put in our mind so that we become a good father. Number one, by giving living example. Number two, by loving our wife. Number three, by worship God, we transfer the truth for our next generation. Okay, my message is finished for, but there are some women in this room, what they want to get. First of all, if you don't have this kind of father, don't worry, because we have Heavenly Father who loves us all. I prepare father hearts for spin sister this Sunday. When I learn how beautiful father hearts, and I use the story of a prodigal son. Prodigal son is the real example. From prodigal son, we can know that our God full of love. You just come to Him, and then He will protect you, He will comfort you, He will bless you, because He is how much more God who always loves us. Second thing, if you haven't married, just remember, not only find a husband, but you need to find a man who can transfer the truth to your children. A man who can transfer a truth. Because the criteria is a man who can transfer the truth, then you need to find a man who lives in the truth. If you want to find a man who lives in the truth, then you need to find them in the church. Don't find them in nightclub. You cannot find it. Let us pray. My brother, let us open our life and then see, do we a good father for the children? How often we transfer the truth to our next generation? My sister, don't worry if you haven't find the real father in your earthly life. Just look up to the heaven and you can see that we have Heavenly Father who always loves us. By seeing Him, then of course we can rejoice in Him. And then the last one, pray for your future. You are not only looking a husband, but you need to look a man who become the father for your children. Find them in the Lord. Ask from the Lord, then God will send the best one to you. Yes. Let's worship Him.
For love in the dead of
Spend 1 minute, pray for ourselves and then pray for our children. Let's use this time to bless our spouse and our children. If we have ignored them in our life, this is the best time to repent. Only use our authority without good example. This is the time that we need to repent. This is the time to say sorry to them. continue our prayer meeting by using this time to pray for our friend, family, or someone who are in physical weakness. Let's put them in God's hand, and then we ask God's mercy come upon them, and then take out all physical weakness. Some of them, they haven't believed Jesus Christ as their Savior. That's why we ask Holy Spirit, open their heart in the midst of their weakness. They can see that God always good, and then God wants them to believe Jesus. We ask God to open their heart. And then the last part, we ask God to open opportunity for our friends who are seeking new job. We pray that God will give them the best one. Let's continue pray for Singapore, especially pray for Pastor Sam Kim, that God always give him wisdom in pastoring SPSG, and also pray for P. Sam, he's in Singapore to do this ministry and preaching on Sunday. And pray for Indonesia. Next week we will go to Kupang to start our mission trip, especially doing a summer Bible camp for teenager in one of Kupang village. Let's pray together. and also pray for all activity regarding local outreach, and then Friday evening activity, and tonight, especially for every house church who gather together. Father, thank you for this morning. Thank you for your message. Thank you because you remind us to be a good father for our children. Please bless us, Father. Give us your wisdom, power, so we can transfer the truth to our next generation. And then now we submit our life into your hand, and then we believe you will walk with us now and forever. We pray all in Jesus' name. Amen.